Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, rock with you, Ocean 100. It is 8:37. Hello and welcome to the show. It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. Happy to be here with you. And tomorrow we'll officially be at the halfway point of the month of January. So, like, should be feeling pretty good about yourself right now. Like, you're doing it. You're making it through January. And yes. Some people, I'm even seeing that their resolutions are still going strong. You know, that's and great. Like I said, don't bite off more than you can chew, right? Keep everything attainable.
You sound like the hot dog eater over there.
What's Joey Chestnut?
Yeah, you sounded a little bit like Joey Chestnut or our imagined voice for Joey Chestnut.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, I'm very passionate about people's resolutions and if they're able to keep them or not. So.
Resolutions. People are thriving.
Well, we all need our passions.
It's true. You guys, speaking of passions,
I saw the old television show.
Oh
no! Don't. I'm sorry. I even did that. I
don't take Jill on a sideways twist for passions.
Instantly
there was
regretted that.
And everything.
Instantly regretted it. Back on track. Here we go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So a post from Facebook. You know how we have Facebook memories. Something popped up in my feed. And a few years back, I actually wrote this post, and it was during the pandemic. Picture it. It was the pandemic.
Oh, that was a fun time.
Homeschooling. I was home with three kids. Times were challenging, to say the least. And I had gone out to local grocery store specifically to get cinnamon rolls because they're basically a currency at my house. So I was trying to probably bribe my kids for one reason or other just to get through. I'll call it a little motivator. Anyway, so when I went for the cinnamon rolls, there weren't any on the shelf.
Game over.
And that was not good. So I went to the bakery and there, one of the staff, not only did she get me cinnamon rolls, she got me hot, like warm cinnamon rolls. And then she drizzled icing all over them extra because I told her the kids like them. And then I said how excited my kids would be to get them. And she took the package back and wrote a happy face on the container and said, enjoy. Anyway, it was just so sweet. And it really, really made my day that she had gone this extra step. And I was thinking, like, back then, like in the pandemic, this person's frontline staff dealing with people, cranky people all the time, every day. And she still had that energy and just ability to be kind. And it really impacted my day. So I made this post and then ultimately it got back to her. And then she was recognized in her staff. Like they said thank you to her at a staff meeting just because it made the rounds in Facebook. And that memory was so great. But it just makes me think of how easy it is to be a little game changer. There's that word. Bring a little sunshine to someone's day. As simple as just taking the time to write a little note.
Does
say enjoy your day.
It doesn't take much.
It doesn't take much. So that's the bottom line. Let's try and spread some of that kindness around. It doesn't take much. And that in itself is something good.
Spritz that kindness here and there, folks.
Tell me something good. With Darcy, Jill, and Scott. The Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to